Okay, and there were another one I could use. Yes, from this film, Gunga Din, which I put as reference to an image material to this. At 1850 something, there's this gang of very dangerous, smart, sly, whatever, Indians with the white clothes, you know, dhotis and turbans and beards and all that, but they're actually killers belonging, I don't know, to some human sacrifice cult or some whatever, we don't know yet. And they just fooled a whole patrol of British soldiers who they cheated to seek shelter from them, and then at night when they were sleeping they killed them in their beds. Very dangerous, they know how to kill. And then there is a fight, confrontation between them and two other, one British and another one is Cary Grant, because it's an American film. First, the British one is attacked by all of those men at once. They're like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or something men, expert killers. And that British soldier, if fends them off, fights them off with his fists, of course. Then Cary Grant enters. What's going on here? And he just looks at it and smiles and then steps in. And yeah, the two guys have finished those fools off with their fists only. And they fly here and there into the corners. They are so weak. And look at who is strong here. And I'm thinking, this is so much America, isn't it? And going on today, we can just make a parallel actually to that current president and that current big empire over there in the West, who are just so strong. I mean, we are the strongest. No one else has a chance against us. Don't you understand it, all of you out there? Russia, China, India, come on. Who do you think you are? You're making bricks, opposing us, making problems for us, financial problems. It's not fair. Therefore, we will raise tariffs and, you know, this whole thing.